Daily Rest, Wednesday, September 28th, 2022. This week's devotion theme is Michael and All Angels. And the angel answered and said to Zacharias, I am Gabriel, who stands in the presence of God, and was sent to speak to you and bring you these glad tidings. Luke 1:19. Messengers of God's Grace. When Gabriel appears to Zacharias and later to Mary, his message is God's words to them. This is why he sternly rebukes Zacharias for questioning the promise that his wife Elizabeth would bear a son, even though she was past the age of childbearing. Both of these two missions on which God sends the angel Gabriel have to do with the fulfillment of the promises of the Savior spoken by the Old Testament prophets. Gabriel is given the honor of announcing that the fullness of time had come. God was about to send his own son. The son born to Zacharias and Elizabeth would be the forerunner foretold by Malachi. The child that Mary would conceive by the Holy Spirit was the Son of the Highest, who would have the human name Jesus, meaning Savior. In the other angel appearances in the New Testament, the heavenly beings likewise always come in connection with Jesus and his work for our salvation. They appear to the shepherds at Jesus' birth. They come to strengthen him as he carries out his work in the wilderness, Matthew 4:11, and in the Garden of Gethsemane, Luke 22:43. They are present in connection with his resurrection and ascension, helpfully reminding the disciples of what Jesus had told them about these events. God's angels serve and glorify him perfectly. They seek no glory for themselves, but instead delight in pointing us to God and to his Son, Jesus Christ, that we may take comfort in the forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation that we have through him. These are thy ministers, these dost thou own, Lord God of Sabaoth, nearest thy throne. These are thy messengers, these dost thou send, help of the helpless ones, man to defend. The Lutheran Hymnal, number 255, stanza 2.